Happy New Year! We're back for This Is Us After Show on AfterBuzz TV, and we are counting down two episodes here, okay? The right thing to do. We see Kevin pick a lady, we meet Jack's dad, lots going on, and then episode 12, The Big Day, where we get a giant flashback into This Is Us. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh. Yes! Okay, we're back. We got on that Stevie Wonder tonight, y'all.
I was like, he's got us moving.
The best thing, right? We need it after that episode, to be honest.
We do.
But Happy New Year, you guys. We're so sorry we missed last week, and we're so excited to be back for two episodes, The Right Thing to Do and The Big Day. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane, and I'm joined with my lovely co-host.
Hey, guys, I'm JJ Jergens. I've missed you so much. So glad to be back.
Hey guys, welcome back. My name is Amber Plaster. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Amber Plaster.
And I can't stop moving. I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
We love that. We love it. We have missed this show.
Yeah.
What a busy 2 weeks full of jam-packed stuff. So why don't we start with the first episode and kind of get into what they came back in the new year with.
Yeah, okay.
Let's start with Kevin, might as well. Because it was kind of titled after what he said the right thing to do was for him. So he took over this play, started producing it himself.
Love that. Mm-hmm. I love seeing him finally take a leadership role, which is the whole reason he went to New York in the first place. If we remember from the pilot when he was like, I want to be a real actor, he went and he did it. He's producing it. He's putting his blood on the line.
And putting his Manny money on the line, too. Mm-hmm. There he goes.
Yeah.
What do we think, though, about him and Sloane? And we knew that Olivia had left, but he said the right thing to her. Like, that needed to happen, I think. Do we believe that she came back changed and a new woman?
No.
No.
I don't either.
Nope. No, yeah.
She came back with her hair changed, let's be clear. I actually liked it. I thought it was kind of striking in a weird way.
I did, too.
Oh,
I wasn't a fan.
No.
I didn't like it.
You're always right down the middle.
I cannot with that terrible blonde wig.
No.
I cannot
I knew that was
with that
gonna
terrible
happen.
Blonde wig.
Ugh. Like, I can understand the cut, but the color just, it didn't work for me.
I don't know why it did. I thought it was really cool and different and like her.
I agree.
She's edgy.
I liked both ways. I mean, I liked her look before, but I thought, yeah, I liked it. It like added a new flair to her character a little bit.
They had to do something if she's coming back all changed.
Yeah. I like that she changed her look. You know, I just was sad that we lost another redhead on the show.
She also definitely didn't change her personality.
No.
Let's be clear. As soon as he, rejected her, she's like, fine, I'm going to go sleep with some other dude. Like, okay, bye.
And she did three different things in a month. She went to Maine, Kansas, and Utah in a month.
I like that he said that, too. That made me crack up. Mm-hmm. Like, when he called her out on that, I'm
how much can people change in a month? Unless it's something drastic. I don't think being told off by an actor is drastic enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that almost implies that she's manic, right? I mean, she's putting on this new personality, which is why we don't feel it's very genuine.
Well, again, she doesn't know who she really is, and that's, again, what we see, you know?
Yeah.
She comes back realizing she could be missing out on this role. You know, some guy, like, talked to her like that. Maybe he's the love of her life. She can become, you know, I don't know. Who knows what goes on in there? Who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering why she thought she could step back into it.
I did.
Like, it's not like things stopped.
I know, but
rehearsals
I definitely
were still
thought
happening.
She could.
Sloane had taken her place.
You know? Not that I'm defending Olivia, because I definitely don't defend her, but you know when you do something messed up with somebody that you love and you kind of come back and you're like, hey, I brought home your favorite cake or whatever, and you're kind of like almost being like, maybe if I'm just nice enough, you'll like me again because I get to be a hero. Remember when you liked me? And it's not right, but we've all kind of done that. She's just doing that on like the most intense scale. And she's also the most bookable, famous actor.
Broadway actor
on the block. So she has that sway and she's using it to be like, remember how wonderful I am and how much money you'll make working with me? I think she's just trying to dangle the carrot
She it's dangable.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly thought they're like, oh good. She's, you know, no offense, but like that is the way it works in this industry, isn't it? Everybody needs to have 200,000 followers on Twitter to even get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that sort of thing.
And so I'm wondering, has she done it before?
Well, I thought for sure Kevin was going to be like, okay,
I did too. I almost thought she was going to get it all back. I thought, oh no, here we go. So I was glad that she didn't. But yeah, I thought...
At least the role would come back. I didn't think he was going to go for it because... Yeah. I mean, I think he definitely had more chemistry with Olivia and more passion there. There was like a deeper thing of them...
I agree.
Kind of, they could have made each other better in different ways. Sloane's just, it's boring for me. And it's like, it was like second fiddle almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just happened to be there.
Yeah, I agree with you, although I do think, like, I think that could grow into more. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I also think there's some relationships where, yeah, they have that passion or whatever, but then that quickly fades because mm-hmm. she's batshit crazy. Yeah. And, you know, so you're not going to have the same passion, but I think they could grow more.
Do you really, like, though? Like him and her, or him with someone completely different?
I ultimately would like to see him with somebody completely different.
Because they're both, like, boring to me.
Oh, Olivia together. And
Sloane? Yeah, these were... I mean, I think the Olivia one's not completely done. Because, I mean, we see in a preview, like, he's got to pick, like, who do you imagine yourself with? Maybe it's someone we completely don't know.
Yeah.
That's which what I think could be kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Something about Sloane makes me feel like that relationship is forced for a narrative. I really like the actress and I really like the character. But she, the way that she was introduced to me makes me feel like she's not the one. I don't know.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you completely. I really don't feel it for them. I think it was a good thing for both of them at the time. And like, oh, you're nice. Yeah. But like, it's not, I don't know. Even for her, she has to know deep down. Like, and she probably feels that. Like,
you know, it's interesting. Yeah. She said she almost acted like a fan around him right before Sloane shows back up in the last episode, The Right Thing to Do. She's like,
you mean before Olivia shows up?
Before Olivia shows up, when she says, when she's like, oh, what are you doing with a girl like me? I mean, obviously you're so famous. And I was like, oh, you just took yourself down a peg. And maybe if she's always viewed herself like that in the relationship.
Well, I think she's viewed herself like that in general. Like, we see how she was with her family. So I don't think that there's a huge confidence there for her. In this relationship, and I think he's just like, well, this is who I have right now around me when I'm in this new city and trying to, you know, it's just like one of those almost. And it happens, it could last forever, who knows, but I really hope we get somebody new with that.
Yeah. Now, she did seem more confident when Olivia did come back. That was just right after Kevin had that, I'm interested in the we, I'm excited to see where we're gonna go. And when Olivia comes back, she goes, well, we're dating. So she kind of had that confidence.
I was like, girl.
But then hearing it's the right thing to do, she's like, oh, wah, wah.
Well, but now literally, no. Have some respect for yourself. If that's what a guy's going to say, that it's the right thing to do to date you, just you got to walk away. As she did.
Yeah.
Because that's just not okay.
No.
Look at Jack and Rebecca and then look at this. You know what I mean? Oh. You can't really compare that crap.
We could watch Jack and Rebecca all day.
I mean, he just raises the bar every time.
We'll get there. I got it. He's the best.
He's like him and Deacon, right?
I mean, I know, right?
Yeah.
We have two
Nashville
shows.
Nashville panel. Like, there's two guys. Yes.
Some men.
Where are those guys at?
Uh-huh. They somewhere. We all gonna get them, let me tell you. Okay, let's move on. This episode, we met Jack's dad, so that we can kind of segue into that, because that was an interesting storyline. Mm-hmm. He took his ring off. He went.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm guessing his father doesn't know about Rebecca at all.
Knows nothing.
Like, not even dating or anything like that.
As I'm sure that was Jack's choice, seeing how he treated his mother.
Yeah, a protective measure.
And he's the complete opposite of his father. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like that usually the way it is, right? If you grow up and you have a deficiency in your relationship, you become the opposite of your parent.
Or you become just like him.
And his mom made him promise not to be like him. So I think that's ingrained.
I'd like to see more of that for sure. We've only seen little glimpses. I do want to see his relationship with his mom because at some point they must have walked out on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But, ooh, he was scary and gross, and I just did not like that daddy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, did they walk out? Because it looked to me like Jack had enough of a relationship to go ask him for money, period. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they left.
Well, we don't know. That's
that relationship.
I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's the interesting.
Oh, I don't think he's kept relationship. I think he had to humble himself enough to go up to his dad, or at least, like, you know, he did not want to do that, and that was very obvious. And he had to lie about who he was and say he was a gambler. He's like just trying to get on this man's level so he can get something and get back to his life.
He did what he had to do, though. I respect it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, because he also didn't want to move in with her parents and feel like he wasn't a man that was providing for this family that was to come, you know?
Well, but more than that, though, her parents were pretty terrible to her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it might have even been not even completely that. It could have been him protecting her mental state as well.
Well, the being little so argument,
hormonal and fragile.
The little argument when she was like, my passive aggressive mom. She's like, and I know she's not abusive like your dad. Like that, they obviously.
They've talked about it.
Yeah, really interesting thing. Because it isn't a comparison, but at the same time, everybody has something, mm-hmm. you know? There's something that you've gotten from your parents, whatever it may be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whenever you play the game of who was abused more as a kid, everyone loses. Like, you don't want to, everyone has something that they grew up with. So when you're in a relationship with someone, you can be like, I have this pain. And they're like, well, it's not as bad as my pain.
Yeah, but it's not like that because everyone has their pain, which is what she was trying to say. But it is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Her mom was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking it, like, hello, have some respect.
Well, you got to remember what the time was.
Yeah, but she didn't understand. She didn't smoke in front of your dang pregnant child. She did understand. She did it on purpose.
Let me tell you, I watched Riding in Cars with Boys, and in the movie, Drew Barrymore's character is actually smoking while pregnant. So there's a whole time period where they don't where there wasn't an understanding of what.
Or they just certainly they heard it and they didn't believe it.
Yeah, like, you know,
her
mom didn't
believe
it.
But I also think it was just to do it. It was like, she's obviously saying, please put that out. Mm-hmm. She's doing it because she's her mother and wants to maintain that control and do whatever she wants and doesn't necessarily care about her daughter.
It's again showing the mother not respecting the daughter's boundaries is what that was, more than
anything.
It's just
a weird relationship, mm-hmm. which I'm sure we've got to see more of that.
And the control and the ordering of the food. Mm. Like, her mom said she'll have the same thing as me. Not even giving her an option.
Like a gag.
Yeah.
No wonder she wasn't like that to her own child.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Ooh, they've got some tough stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of them for coming out how they have so far.
I love the actress that plays her mom, though, even though she's a total queen bee. She plays that character so well. And I delighted when I saw her on screen. I was like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, I just knew there was going to be drama because she always plays that character and she's so good at it.
Well, that's what this whole show is, too. You see the mom and how she treated her and how she didn't want to do that to Kate, you know? Speaking of Kate. Y'all, that was a big part. Toby lives!
Yeah.
Yay!
Praise! Yes.
They told Toby us came back within the first 5 minutes we would know. And we found out.
Yeah.
But I, honestly, I thought when they were talking about surgery, I didn't know if he was going to make it to the end of the episode.
I went through that, too.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe they are tricking us. Because I thought, for sure, they got to keep him alive. But then when they started doing that, I thought, oh, no.
Because they have to. Because the dude can sit in a hospital bed and make all of us laugh. Like, that's it. Like, he owns it.
That's why we didn't laugh this episode.
I was going to say that, too. I missed him tonight a lot.
Toby wasn't present.
Both episodes that he hasn't been in, we have been like, gosh, there's a little missing piece there.
Yeah.
It's weird, actually. A lot of them weren't in it because...
Mm-mm. It was flashback
city. Yeah, it was all the whole flashback.
Interesting. Yeah, but so what did we think about Toby and Kate?
I mean, walking down the aisle?
That's a real relationship right there, you know?
He was the one that needed to be rescued. Kate needed to put, you know, the emphasis on him.
But also show him how much she cares, because I think that he's probably been kind of battling that a little bit. Like, does she? She's so caught up in her weight and things like that. Like, she finally showed him, like, cry. Like, as she cries, like, you need to think about other people. Like, you need to, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that it was a good thing. And then he's sitting there pretending he's asleep while she's basically sharing her whole heart. And I think she's so he's amazing. And the doctor loved him. Everybody loves Toby. Uh-huh. How could you not?
And I thought it was interesting that he didn't like funny doctors. I was like, oh.
Uh-huh. No, he's so funny.
Definitely saw a more vulnerable Toby last episode.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think we'll see that still, because he's going to be recovering, so it'll give us a little difference in the relationship there.
I'd love to see her flutter around him and be concerned for him.
So what's going
to
happen.
Nice, you know.
It's going to happen, and I think that we're not out of the clear with that, because they've already now just, like, kind of set the scene of, like, they have some health issues. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we knew, but, like, this is even bigger than that. So to make sure they take care of themselves and see kind of how that changes their lifestyle now that they're going to be getting hitched.
So you think this is going to... I think we talked about it before in a previous after show. You think this is going to push Kate's surgery back?
I think it's going to push them to try to be healthy in general. Yeah. And then I don't know what that'll do. But maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still don't think she's going to do the surgery.
I don't know.
I agree. I think that... Like, and I think I said that before, too, when we all weighed in or whatever. Yeah I think she'll... Yeah, I think it's just too dangerous, and I think she's just going to figure out a way to do it in a
a healthier way.
And if this is a wake-up call, I don't really know what it is. You know, you could have lost the, like, one person you loved, and you didn't even get to tell them right before you went to the surgery. Like, all of those emotions have to kickstart something. Because if you have that kind of surgery, though, he can't be reckless like that anymore, knowing how much that matters to someone else. And, like, you're now living not for just yourself. But then again, you never know. A lot of people do go through all the surgeries and do that, and then they just don't take care of themselves. They fall back into the trap. I don't know.
That's true. I think that it depends on if the actress wants the surgery or not, and I think the actress does want the surgery. And I think she will get it at the very end of this season and then have the whole summer to recover, and we'll see her come back in season two looking transformed. That's what I think will happen. Interesting. I don't want her to get the surgery. I like her the way that she is. And I think it's really interesting that we have a character that looks like a real person on TV. So I will be sad if she gets the surgery. But at the same time, it's her body and she can do whatever she wants with it. Exactly. But I do think that she's going to get it. Because I think from what I've heard, like on like interviews and stuff, that the actress like agreed to do it. So I think it's going to happen.
We shall see. Yeah. We have a little bit more of a season left to see how they're going to kind of change up.
Yeah, we have a little bit of time. Yeah.
We have a few more episodes to see what she's going to do. What anything else from the first episode of the new year? Well, Randall actually, yes, we didn't talk about Randall and his dad and him having some fears that he was homophobic, and Beth being like, honey, you ain't homophobic. She is literally on die for her.
She's hilarious. I think
she's amazing. She just sits there, yeah. Everybody else just says it, and she's like, man, I'm getting it today. Like, I love it. She doesn't have to say a word. Mm-hmm. They're cute.
But I love that Randall was so concerned about himself, and I think we talked about it a little bit while we were watching, about questioning whether he was homophobic.
I thought that was so sweet that he was that self-aware and open to be concerned about it.
Let's talk about that.
I also like that his dad, it is the right episode, right, too, where they had he didn't want to have the kids see him get sick there and sick there and was going to move out. So I love that moment, too, where they were having that at the table and he's like, no, you know, you have to, I want to not see this, but I can't remember his words exactly, but he's like, I want to be here for this, go through this with you.
Well, yeah, you're a part of our family now. That was the moment I was about to talk about, because that was like real and raw and he shared how much he cared now about William and like, you've come into our lives. You can't just leave him now. Like, we're here for you. And I want to be here for you and, like, make memories. And you see him, like, hold hands on the
thing. Yeah, I loved it.
That was sweet. That was a good moment. Yeah. And I love when Randall had to play, like, the dad part and sit there with the boyfriend. And, like, you know, it was just funny because, like, you know, this is, like, his dad that he's never known and all these new things that are happening. And you just kind of go with it as you do in life. And that's what happens.
And, too, I'll take it on another angle. I think it's even when a parent... For instance, if it were Dr. K started dating somebody new, it's the kids meeting the new significant other or partner. It's just that awkward kind of, I don't know you that well. I'm trying to get to know you because you're not my mother.
Do you
mother.
Even want
you're
to meet my, them? You know, there's many questions, yes.
So it's not so much that Jesse is a man, but it's just like, Jesse is this person that I don't know. Mm-hmm. Jesse could have very easily been a woman and... Randall probably still would have had the same.
I think he would have been pretty awkward as well.
Yeah, right.
Was a woman. Yeah. But it is funny when it's like, oh, you're staying over, you're not coming back. Yeah, you know, like all those kinds of things. So I like that they're gonna kind of obviously there's no way you could bring him in and then take him out and not let us see what happens with their relationship. But we shall see. Anything else you guys from that one? I think we kind of covered it.
Yeah,
I think
that was
and if we missed
everything.
Something, obviously tweet us because, you know, we love talking about it. Mm-hmm. So should we get to the flashback episode?
Let's do it.
The big day. Which we've seen some of these clips before, right? We've lived it at the beginning and now we're living it in a different way where we get a little bit more backstory. Again, a reason I love the show because how many shows do you get to sit there and watch this person but learn like how they grew up and how they became who they are?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of cool.
Yeah. I know that I know that this episode could be viewed as a bummer because, well, major lack of Toby. but I loved this episode because since the pilot, I've been asking for more flashbacks. And, like, I wanted to see more of how Jack and Rebecca got together and the kids when they were younger and all of that, the love that kind of started this magical family. And it was really, it was a little bit of wish fulfillment for me this episode. I love this episode.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot more to see, because I do think, I would like to see how did they actually meet, though, you know? Mm-hmm. How did he get to know he had triplets kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And see the triplets in high school and do all that, which I think we'll have time to get to.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it. I thought it was an emotional episode. And I think a lot of things hit home to me personally, and I think that's what the show does. Mm-hmm. And so it's, sometimes it's hard to watch. Mm-hmm. As everyone writes in the media, it's always like, the tearjerkers, how many times did you cry in This Is Us? Like, it got me a couple times tonight, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh.
And I like that it wasn't just Jack and Rebecca. We got to see more of Dr. K. We got to see Joe. We didn't even know his name in the pilot, but now we
And who
know.
Would have thought we would have seen him again?
No.
Right?
Yeah, I never thought we'd see him again.
I didn't either.
I loved seeing him again, yeah.
I did too. Mm-hmm. And Dr. K, like, I could watch him all day. Like, I was an old Simon & Simon, watched it with my dad too, you know, but I mean, he just in this show for me just is so awesome. Like, yeah.
He brings it.
He does. Mm-hmm. Everything and just... Yeah, like his. I mean, he had a lot of hard scenes today, a lot of monologues, a lot of things by alone, you know. And he nailed them all.
Let's talk about his story. Just because we see like Jack and Rebecca the day that it happens, Jack's birthday. Do we know that?
Yes.
Because she was doing the dance. Mm-hmm. But, to see how it led up to it.
Yeah.
She forgot his birthday. She was being a crazy hormonal pregnant woman. Go, girl. You know, that's what happens. We can't judge her, that's for sure.
Especially with three of them in there.
Yeah. She's got hormones for three.
Yeah.
And how great is... I'm sorry. Literally, I just cannot with how amazing of a husband and a man in general this character is.
But is Jack setting the bar too high for men? Because
no, he can't be. Because Dr. K seems to be just like that too. And Joe tries.
And even Joe a little bit.
Yeah. There's ways where you see, like, the love of their lives. Like, they feel and they share it, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say, there is a name we left out, though.
Oh, Miguel.
Yeah, we did.
Miguel
Don't you get
is
me
the
started
worst,
on him.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't. He's
actually
the
worst. At this point, though, I will be fair. I'm looking at him in the present that we're presented. So this Miguel, I don't have a problem with because I don't know him as future Miguel yet.
Mm-hmm. This Miguel I have an annoyance with.
Yes.
Because it's like, let me call you and get you away from your wife all the time. Or let me, finally, the kids are gone. The wife's gone. Like, that's why he's acting in his own relationship where I'm like, you're not a stand-up dude, especially when you put him in comparison to...
That's how I felt, too. I thought he was pretty annoying at the golf, center, and I thought...
Like, what are you doing?
Just still... Yeah.
And you're not best friends. Jack gives zero. He gives zero. Yeah. He'd rather be at home with his wife.
Yeah. At first, when he said, nobody likes golf, I laughed, and I was like, oh, that's true, nobody likes golf. And then I was like, wait, so then why are you all here pretending to be happy?
Because they're trying to get away from their wives, and that's
And I find out, you're like, oh, we'll do it just long enough to stay away from our wives. And it was like... What, this is so uncool, and Jack stood up to that, but I was like, man.
He did stand up into it a way where I was like, wow, what do these men think?
Because he was not having those depressed men at the golf club. He wasn't having it.
Yeah.
So how did Miguel get with Rebecca?
That's the thought I had during this,
too.
I'm like, what is his big turn that he went from being this douchey guy to then winning her over after she's had him?
Yeah,
like,
be a bachelor. He clearly wants to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something weird there. That's why I'm like not so excited about I'm not
finding that story out. I know.
Also, LOL at everyone giving their condolences when they find out Jack's having triplets.
Yeah.
Everyone.
That's funny. Actually, I think that almost feels like more of a time period thing, like the 70s to me, because now if you say anything other than congratulations, you're a monster. Uh-huh. But I feel like back then they're like, oh, wow, it must be really hard for you. Like,
you can be honest.
Out of work,
like,
or whatever.
You're going to be struggling there.
Yeah, you're going to be struggling. That's a lot. You know, call the church if you need anything. But today it's like, oh, congratulations. I hope everything's fine.
And I'm guessing because it was more so she was having them all at the same time. Because back then, big families were like a thing.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's
true.
I think it's because they're all
and they're young
the
and they're like not, you know, they don't have the money to like. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what it is. Most like, oh, you
I
know?
Feel like now too with our fertility drugs, we do have more of the twins and triplets and things popping up too. So I think people kind of toned back. I think it was. I mean, I could be wrong, but it seemed like it was rarer back then before we started doing all this too.
Yeah,
that's true. So triplets.
Well, triplets are
now
rare.
We have sextuplets.
I've never met triplets.
I have.
Have you?
I went to high school with some,
So
that was it. Really? Just one.
Okay, I've seen plenty of twins.
Their
but
sister
never
was my age, and there were three of them the year below us. So it was her my age, and then three sisters the year below.
Wow.
So four all in the span of like a year and a half, basically.
Jeez.
Yeah, rough.
Yeah.
Oh they goodness. Did just fine. They're all like
Ryan. But I did think Rebecca, when she was being snippy and everything like that, I thought she was playing it up because I thought she was going to be like, just kidding, happy birthday, you know. But that didn't happen.
But, you know, you can't blame her completely, although I was like, oh, he's just so good, you know. Yeah. How can you not?
She had baby brain.
I really just pray that they're not making us fall in love with this man to, like, become his father. Do something, like, horrible. I don't want to fall out of love with him in that way. The only way it works is something tragic happens.
I totally agree with
you. I don't think that's going to happen because the kids have nothing but good things to say about him. That's so true. I don't think they've ever experienced him in that way.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to go back. I mean, maybe he goes back to the bottle and then gets hit by a car and no one knows that he went back to the bottle, but, like, I don't think that he did anything to hurt his family over time that they knew about.
He is the world's greatest dad, as we saw in his mug.
Yeah. Raising the bar too high. Raising the bar too high.
I think the best thing, though, was thank goodness that she was talking to her belly and saying all those things about him that he got to overhear. Yeah. Because if that wasn't a perfect birthday gift, I don't know what it was, you know?
Totally agree on that. Yeah.
I think that's all he needed, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. They're really cute. And then we saw the whole scene again at the hospital, but it's interesting to see what happened in the life of the doctor when it all was happening. Mm-hmm. What do we think about Dr. K? I was a little I felt like that was what was happening when he would open the medicine cabinet and he saw all that. Like, I knew that his wife had passed because he had told Jack, you know, in the first episode. Mm-hmm. But,
at first I was a little bit confused because I was like, why does he refuse to date? Like, he seems like such an open, warm person. And then the daughter-in-law was like, Nathan, you're still a young man. And I was like,
I mean, he's probably 60.
He's super old. He doesn't need to marry again. Yeah. Like,
no, but to have someone to, like, spend time with. I don't know. I go both ways with it because he's only been, like, what? She's been passed for 14 months. Mm-hmm. And I guess my mom had been passed for about a year when my dad started doing that. And it's like, I'm still not. I can't necessarily wrap my... So that's why I think it was so hard for me to watch. Because I'm like, ugh. And then he's like getting rid of all her stuff and doing... I don't know. Because you don't know what that man's thinking. And I almost like respect that he's like, oh, I just love my wife so much. Yeah. And it's hard. But at the same time, you want them to be happy and not alone. And that's what his son's thinking about, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a hard thing in
general. I didn't blame his son for asking at all. I was kind of like, ooh, this is an interesting resistance. And then as we see towards the end of the episode, we see that he's pretty depressed. He might even be
having thoughts of
suicide.
When he was looking at the meds, he was thinking about, I think, taking the meds and just going off to sleep, you know.
And just ending it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he needs to talk to someone. So that was... That was interesting.
And when he was at the cemetery and actually talking to the headstone, he was saying,
I don't want to do this without you.
I can't do this,
But I think everyone has that thought to an extent when you lose someone. Yeah. Not to the point of, like, let me take control of that, but, like, how do I get through life without you? Like, this isn't fair. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But you have to find ways to, like, cope and move on. And it's interesting that that one day after he's saying all this, Jack comes in, you know, and they kind of help each other and... the best way that you could.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, too. Both times we saw him serious and somewhat emotional, it was either the grandkids came in and he snapped into grandpa mode, or his beeper went off and he snapped into doctor mode. Mm-hmm. So it was both times he was pulled out of it and he didn't...
He didn't allow himself to wallow too long.
It was, I'm sad, I'm going to explain I'm sad, I'm going to tell you I'm sad. Oh, but now the kids come in, you want some sugar or something.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I think you do when you're going through grief, too. You try to mask it and ignore it for a little bit, because then you get back to it where you have to think about it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's always going to pop back in. But I do think that Jack coming into his life and him having something that they could sit there and talk about, and, like, when life gives you whatever, sour, what is it?
It's the sourest thing that you can have.
Oh. Yeah, so anyways, he was going through his most sour moment in life as well. And so Jack kind of, him taking home that baby, you could see that kind of, it clicked for him.
I love the poetic justice of seeing, you know, Dr. K kind of unpacking the deepest parts of himself, actually help Dr. K and Jack move forward in this episode. That was kind of cool to see.
I'm super attached to Dr. K. Mm-hmm. Like, it worries me because, you know, we've seen moments of, like, other things happen to him.
I was glad to see he had dinner with, I don't know if we got her name.
Anne.
Okay, yeah. I was glad to see that he had dinner.
Now, this is the way that a woman goes about it, the way she did. And here's the other thing about it, too. That doesn't have to seem like someone's coming on to, like, she's lost her husband, too. Mm-hmm. They have something in common where they can sit there and, like, it's just like a weird situation in general. Because when you have a good man, they come out of the woodworks, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And so it makes you nervous, especially as, I don't know. Gosh, it's an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
So I like that they sat down and had dinner because they have something in common and she wasn't trying too hard. If you ever want to, you know, down the line, have dinner. Like, that kind of thing.
I totally agree. I loved it. I thought she was sweet. I liked the actress. I thought it was just a great way. Yeah. Yeah. Because I know you're,
I hope they're friends and they, you know, and then it builds if they want it to build. But I think it was handled very well.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. That's a nice way to almost... I feel like TV has a way of showing people how to act if they don't have anyone to show them how to act. And I feel like this was like a perfect blueprint for how to like kind of get back out there at a later stage in life. Like it was so just lovely and like low pressure and just sweet. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it left Dr. K feeling better than not as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, definitely. What about Joe? I loved his
story. Yeah, I liked him too.
I like Joe. I like that we saw him at the first time.
Who would have thought? Like, I'm still like a little confused as to why he is in this. So I wonder what the connection's going to be at some point. Beside, you know, like, are we going to keep seeing where this goes?
I think production just saw him and liked him and brought him back and put him in a flashback and wrote a beautiful story around him.
I wonder though, because they always have reasons.
Yeah,
it seems like it has to connect somehow. Or his wife somehow. Like, who knows? You know, somehow.
I kept wondering who his wife was.
Maybe she's the connection to something else.
She's
terrible.
But I
feel like there has to be.
Yeah, you have some strong feelings about her.
Okay, you go, because this is where I was like,
She's absolutely terrible. Sam is terrible. And I was like, it was really hard for me to watch because I don't like calling anyone names. And I especially don't like calling women names when that's all they get called in mainstream media is terrible names. But... the only descriptive words I could think of are terrible names for women. She was like exactly the stereotype of a B word. Like she was exactly that person.
I'm
I was
so
just
the
like,
opposite.
I was like, why? Why are you behaving this way?
But that's the whole point. We're seeing it from his point of view.
That's
and we're
true.
Hearing his story. And we have no idea what she's been through.
That's
or
true.
What he's done in this relationship or what they've struggled with.
Well, they did give us a little bit of that. And that's what I appreciate. Yeah. Because I agree. I thought the same thing with her at the beginning.
At first
this
like,
guy
she's
is
a
such
annoying.
Yeah. I'm like, this guy is so nice. And she just seems like a lot to handle. But then when she was waiting at the table and she kind of made her apology and said, you know, it's been so tough and you do the sweetest thing after I've been horrible to you. And so I think she was recognizing.
Well, we've been awful.
But we've been awful.
It always goes both ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they both, and he said it too, like they both, after when they couldn't have a child, then, I mean, stuff happens in marriages. And I've never been married, but even just in relationships, I look back at things and I'm like, I was awful. Or I think of like ways I acted like, that just weren't fair. Just I was, you know.
We saw
so I think she's in that point right now where she's been ugly for a while. But
we've seen him as super redeemable because he's going and he's talking to his priest about this and he's saying, "Please save my marriage." Like and then he's saving the baby. Like, okay, we get it. Like he's a good dude and that's what he shows. But that's
and he's
my
a
whole,
firefighter.
Yeah, I mean he's got. He seems like he genuinely cares, but she cares too, and she just doesn't. I don't think that she's known how to be. When something like that happens, and we don't know what else has happened in their past. And that's why I don't think she's an awful human, because I think time and relationships and the way that things can wear on you and not being able to have a child, if that's what they were wanting, you know?
Yeah, and you don't know if it was her or if it was him. So if it was her, she maybe felt guilty that she wasn't able to provide
with
a kid for the
family.
Or if it was him, maybe she had resentment. Yeah, that starts building up all different... walls and
from what I was given, I didn't care for her, and I didn't like the very, very, very quick happy ending that was like a 180. Let's start over. I was like, I don't believe that they're not starting over. It just felt like wish fulfillment to me. It was just like,
really,
no, it's not possible. But then now you said we don't know her side of the story. Now I'm like desperate to know her side of the story.
I think we will,
and like
too.
The rest of the story. I want to hear the rest of the story now.
I don't know that we'll see all of it, but there is some sort of connection because I just think that show does this.
Yeah, and you don't think so?
I was just gonna say. I don't think we'll see her side.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see much more of her part of it. I think we'll see more of Joe, but I only think we'll see more of Joe and his connection, like William coming up to him and saying, "What happened to that baby?"
that was dropped off or something like that. Like, I think that's going to be the extent of it. I don't think he's going to have any involvement.
I agree with you. I don't see.
I like the way that it was handled when he had already shared, and maybe you missed that part right at the beginning when he shared the story and how they met. She rear-ended him, and he walked out of the car, and he went to her, and he said, as soon as I saw her face, I said, I was going to go scream at her, and I said, hi, I'm Joe. Can I take you to coffee? And that's what she did back to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why it was so like, okay, let's start fresh. And she was the one that put out her hand. Like, she extended it as like, I care about you and I want to try. And I think that's why it was a good like, and then they went and I don't know. You can only hope to like someone put it all out there and hope for the best.
Now, the interesting part to me in the confessional, he was also talking about smoking and he hadn't done it for a week. And he had just bought a new pack. And then at the end of the episode, we see him light up. So, I don't know.
We did?
Yeah. Remember, he offers Jack a cigarette.
But that was in the middle of it. Not when he was with his wife at the end.
No.
But it was after, I think it was after the apology. Or after they had talked it out.
No, it was after the baby.
It was after the baby.
I know it was after the baby, but I thought
that
was...
He went back in at the end after he took the baby, because that's when him and Jack met, was with the child.
Okay.
Regardless, it is an interesting point, because... While he was so talking about that with the priest.
Maybe he was about to give up there. Maybe he was just like, I think this is it for me today.
No, I think there's more to it. Like, his wife really didn't want him to smoke and all of these things. Like, what's a miracle? I don't know if that really
has anything to do with it. It was just interesting that at the beginning of the episode he talks about not smoking, and then by the end of the episode he's smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
I think that has something to do with something. I just don't know what that something is. Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? So many questions.
Good stuff.
So many characters, too. Like, and what I love about the writing is that they're, in one episode, we can learn so much about these characters and fall in love with them and want to follow them in their own journeys.
Which is amazing, because there are so many that it's not, because sometimes when they do that, it's just like, oh, random person, you know, and you don't get attached. So yeah, like you said, that's just...
We're attached to all the stories.
It's like a loving version of Game of Thrones, this show. There's so many.
I haven't binged that yet.
I don't watch it.
So you don't watch it?
Know. You don't watch it?
I've tried to watch the first episode like three times.
It's a very dark, violent show.
Couldn't get through it.
It's a very dark show, and there's lots of characters. So this is like the love-filled version.
Well, overall, stellar episode. I love how it ended with them watching the flashbacks of them getting to know what was it like when you were in your mom's belly and what, you know, those kinds of things. Oh. It's just a show that, like, touches the soul.
And such a perfect gift. I mean, what did you think he was going to go out and buy himself? Did you have any ideas?
No idea.
Me either.
But it was that video recording.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder, I was like, what's he going to get?
Such a sentimental, loving man.
Yeah. And that means there's potential for more home movies.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Let's sit back and watch those. We'll bring popcorn next week for that, right? Anything else, you guys?
I just loved the cupcake and the Twinkie icing and watching Mandy Moore huff and puff all the way to the store just to get her husband a thank you hormonal firestorm gift. And Mandy Moore and Dr. K killed the monologues in this episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, that baby belly monologue had me tearing up. It was so sweet and just, I'm glad he got it on camera.
I know. He's a good one, y'all. Any news and gossip?
I was going to say, I did want to mention, switching into sports a little bit, that I think This Is Us has been good luck for the Steelers, because they have made it to the AFC Championship against the Patriots.
That's what it is. They're putting it out there.
And on Twitter, I think Milo and a couple of the kids have been tweeting out, like, good luck for the Steelers and everything like that, so... Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, we have
a few more episodes if they come out of it with a championship. Like, I expect to see somebody from This Is Us on the float or something.
Did you all see the picture where Sterling met and Beth? Well, I don't know. What's her name in real life?
Oh, I know it.
Randall and Beth.
Remember.
Anyways, at the Golden Globes, he introduces his real life to his work wife, and everyone's like, look, they meet. It was so cute.
There were so many cute gifts from the Golden Globes with them.
They had such, they were great. Yeah. So much fun. We're going to try our best to bring one on the show.
Yes.
Yes.
We've met a few of them now. We got things. We're
working on it. Working on it.
Yeah.
Okay, predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We've said a few throughout the episode. I don't have anything specific.
Do you think we're going to get the wedding this season?
Maybe it'll be the end
and
of
the... finale?
Well, maybe. I think it goes either way. We're either going to have a death, or we're going to have a celebration, or both, because you know how they do.
I would think both. I don't know about wedding.
Like a happiness thing?
I don't know about wedding.
That'd be so terrible. It feels a little early for the wedding for me, especially with the amazing ratings that the show is getting and already being renewed for a season two. I think they know they can drip it out, and I think they should.
Well, I think it's going to be more about their health journey anyways. Yeah. I really do for right now.
Prediction. Question. Next week, we're going to see Kate at camp with some new guy with a horse.
Yeah.
What do you think is going
to
be with that?
So do you think she went to fat camp? Is that what they call it now?
I don't think so. Probably not. But I think it's more so like a holistic wellness retreat. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But she's with her brother.
No.
Because he said he's that guy.
She's on the phone. She was on the phone.
Oh,
okay.
I thought that's...
I'm like, she was on the phone.
Which one's there? Kevin?
I would love to see Kevin at a holistic wellness camp, just like holding court.
I bet she is. I hope that... I think she. That's probably her way of like, let me jumpstart this and be healthy. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
But I'm wondering about this guy with this horse.
Everything's trying to mess up this relationship. Yeah. He has a heart attack. He has an ex-wife. She's not, you know, it's a lot.
So you think it's going to be just like, I don't know. She's going to push it off.
I think he'll hit on her, but I think she's,
I don't know.
I think he's going to be a one-episode complication. If I'm wrong, I will be very upset.
I think we'll know more, obviously, next week if he's going to come in and mess things up. William looks like he's feeling really a lot better, so we'll see what happens.
So
there.
I guess we should watch out for him then if he's feeling, you know,
because that's
surprises could happen.
Yeah, that's how
we
they
thought
set
Christmas
you up.
He was going to keel over and then everything was fine.
Yeah, Toby keeled,
so
but not completely.
That episode's going to be crushing when that happens.
Yeah, I know. But until next week,
alrighty.
Where can they find you and keep up?
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. Keep the conversation going with me, Erica Shannon, on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
You guys, thanks so much for joining me. My name is Amber Plaster. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Amber Plaster. And I have a new series on YouTube out right now where we watch Star Wars. It's called Star Wars Reacts, and it's at youtube.com/AmberPlaster22.
Hey, guys, you can follow me at JJ Juergens on Twitter and JJ.Juergens on Instagram.
Okay, y'all, see you next week. You can follow me at @Southern_Wit on Twitter and Instagram. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.